92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Green Bay continues to mourn Wisconsin native Alex Preti. Connie Feldman takes us there.
A memorial to Alex Preti outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition, a banner signed by fellow Hornets, offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preti, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preti's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. It was there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community in Green Bay. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Decisions from Congress on health care are now hitting Wisconsin families hard. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed by Congress last year included major reductions in federal Medicaid, with new provisions that could put about 306 people in Sawyer County at high risk of losing health insurance coverage, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. In Kenosha County, that number rises to nearly 2,000. At the same time, enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits expired at the end of the year, causing insurance premiums to skyrocket for many Wisconsin families. Senator Tammy Baldwin excoriated rising costs in a press call on Wednesday, hosted by Opportunity Wisconsin. She called on Republicans in Congress to take action and hosted Wisconsinites facing rising cuts. Joe Selsky, a firefighter from Kenosha, says his family relies on Wisconsin's Medicaid program to afford care for his son, who has a rare condition. He says without Katie Beckett Medicaid, which is for children under 18 with long-term disabilities or complex medical needs, they would not be able to afford their son's treatment.
I really think that Congress needs to take action and reverse those cuts immediately and restore health care for those Wisconsinites that are losing it.
Emma Widmar from Mount Pleasant, who lives with multiple chronic conditions, relies on Medicaid-funded services for daily care.
And if Medicaid didn't have my back, I wouldn't be able to afford the health care costs that keep me alive.
Dr. Abigail Lanou is an emergency physician in Chippewa Falls and says rural hospitals and the healthcare system are at risk.
Healthcare premiums are going to go up everywhere, not just for people on the ACA plans.
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, nearly 290,000 Wisconsinites enrolled in ACA marketplace coverage in 2026.
That's Maddie Schaefer reporting, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you noticed a jump in price at your local gas station this week, you're not alone. Melissa Kay reports.
Average gas prices rose 4.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $2.54 on Monday. This is 10.2 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and more than 37 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say seasonal trends will now begin as the West Coast starts to transition to summer gasoline. Those pressures are expected to gradually push eastward in the weeks ahead, potentially driving the national average back above the $3 per gallon mark. Gas Buddy officials say average prices could linger at that level for at least part of the spring.
I'm Melissa Kay.
Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. That's according to the American Lung Association. Its data says tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites every year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on five categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. Now, the state did receive a B grade in a final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is co-sponsoring legislation to redirect billions of dollars earmarked for immigration and customs enforcement in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill to local law enforcement agencies. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly with the story.
According to a press release, the Public Safety Act would redirect nearly $75 billion in funding to help hire and train around 200,000 local police officers around the country. The legislation was originally proposed by Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto from New Mexico. Of that nearly $75 billion, $45 billion would be reallocated to the Byrne JAG program to fund support training, crime victim assistance programs, and crime prevention. Nearly $30 billion would be reallocated to the COPS hiring program. In the press release, Senator Baldwin says it's clear that President Donald Trump's ICE is out of control and the influx of masked, armed, and untrained agents is making communities less safe. She says ICE doesn't need a blank check and the funding should be used to double down on investing in local police to ensure safety. I'm James Kelly.
A new survey shows Wisconsin employers don't think students are prepared for the workforce. The survey from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce finds that over half of responding employers say Wisconsin's K-12 education system does not adequately prepare students for the workforce. Survey data shows 64% of employers indicated their employees struggle with reading, math, or both. 30% of respondents say they have to resort to remedial education or tutoring for employees. According to the survey, only 10% of Wisconsin employers rate the quality of their local school district as excellent. The city of Green Bay is facing backlash after it cited a nonprofit for housing the homeless. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has that story.
Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary got a citation for offering shelter to the homeless during the recent dangerously cold weather. In a Facebook post offering additional context and clarification, city leaders say it's important to emphasize the city's actions are not intended to discourage compassion or community-based efforts to help people in crisis. The city says it received formal complaints about activities at the property, and city inspectors are required to apply zoning, building and fire safety, and public health regulations. Comments responding to the city's post question the safety of unhoused people sleeping outside in the extreme cold. The city said they'll be reaching out to Safe Haven to work together for a long-term solution. I'm Connie Fellman.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options. Isabella Nieto has more.
Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. I'm Isabella Nieto.
According to the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts 2021 Assessment Report, the past decade has been the wettest on record. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in Illinois tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Champaign to take on the Fighting Illini at Assembly Hall, now called State Farm Center. The Badgers coming off that loss at Indiana on Saturday. Illinois has dropped from 5th to 8th ranked in the nation after losing to Michigan State. NBA. The Bucks losing last night in Orlando, 118-99 to the Magic. Those two teams face off again 6 p.m. tomorrow night in Florida. Baseball. Brewers manager Matt Arnold met with reporters about acquiring two left-handed pitchers, but trading away third baseman Caleb Durbin to the Boston Red Sox in the deal.
You know, we really like the defense on our infield, but you also start looking at the future here with guys like Jesus Madé and, you know, Cooper Pratt and Luke Adams, and we feel like we have the ingredients now to weather the loss of somebody like Caleb Durbin, who obviously meant a lot to our franchise, but we feel really good about the infield depth.
That's the Brewers general manager Matt Arnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 39 this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, we're going to drop to 21 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 30s. We're keeping an eye on a chance for a little light snow on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.